CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, listeners.
It's the holiday season, and we want to say thank you for spending it with us here at CJLO.
Holidays are heavy on the environment.
We eat, buy, and throw away a whole lot more.
The world is changing, and sometimes it's hard to know what to do or how to feel about it.
Every year, CJLO puts together a list of nonprofits and groups that are making a positive impact.
This year, we're dedicating this space to fighting climate change. So here we go.
EcoJustice is a nonprofit law firm for the environment. They have 36 cases going on right now.
They're accepting donations on their website, ecojustice.ca.
Equiterre is an environmental advocacy group right here in Montreal. They hold workshops and advocate for sustainable farming and building. You can find programming and ways to get involved at equiterre.org.
There's a lot of other stuff we can do too.
Are you going to a holiday potluck or a family dinner? Why not try to bring reusable dishware instead of plastic wrap or styrofoam containers?
We don't have to wrap our gifts with wrapping paper.
I'm going to try and take a bus or take a train to visit all of my family members who live really far away from me instead of flying.
We can give reusable foodware, recycled fabrics, and cut down on plastic gifts. From all of us here at CJLO, thank you for a wonderful year.
See you soon.
It's time for the Go-Go Radio Magic Show with Chris Pelu and Uncle Ian on CJLO 1690 AM.
All right, it is time for the Go-Go Radio Magic Show, our first show of the new decade, the new year.
And I was a little bummed because I didn't even think that with my new device here, and like I didn't want to bring my usual iPad from which I normally do the show. And I was like, we'll just like keep it easy tonight and like won't have to bring a bag. And then I realized I can't connect here to the station with it. And thus, we didn't have our opening Adam Brown theme song, which we love so much. And then when you played that, I was like, very appropriate for tonight's show, because we are going to dip into sort of tracks that we've played over the last 10 years. Maybe not something that would be at the most played part of the list, but stuff that definitely got rotation on the show that we maybe have not heard in a while.
Yeah, it would be impossible to do a best of decade in a 2-hour show. So we'll just sprinkle in songs that we loved that came out in the last decade or so. The last decade. And I know you did the same. We're kind of focusing on stuff that maybe we played a lot when it came out but hasn't been played since. So why don't we jump off with your first set?
Well, this first track, I'm not even sure when this was released, but I can tell you I bought it on January 1st, 2010.
Oh, it's a 2009.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was the case. But just to say, this is the song I guess I started my last decade with. And I really don't know what the point of reference for me buying that one track is, but because I already have the album for which the song is on. But this is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Heads Will Roll, remixed by 8-Track.
All right, here you go on the Go-Go Radio Magic Show.
Rockers, psychedelinauts, punk freaks, and guitar geeks. This is a public service announcement from Zachary Slacks to notify you that Slacks Tracks is now at a new time, Mondays at 6 p.m. Allow me to roll the many-sided die of your mind with rock that gets weird and wild. Slacks Tracks, Mondays at 6 p.m. on
CJLO.
Tame Impala in concert. Tame Impala, an incredible transcendent live performance. Bell Center, June 3rd. With special guest, Perfume Genius. Get tickets now at eventco.ca. The new album, The Slow Rush, is available February 14th. Check more at tameimpala.com.
Welcome back to the Go Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM. And that last track we heard was by Gap Dream, and that was from the album Shine a Light?
Shine Your Light.
Shine Your Light. And one of my highlights, I think, of the last 10 years was being able to take a road trip that I had always wanted to do to California. This isn't... 1 second, folks.
We're looking for working headphones here.
Hello. And while I was in L.A., I had the chance to go to Burger Records, which always seemed like a so far away and distant thing. And lo and behold, when I was there, not only do I run into the one person I know that lives in California, apart from the friend I was visiting, and that would be Damien from Crystal Antlers, but he was with Gabe of Gap Dream, and those guys were having a great time. So it was a perfect aligning of the stars walking in there that afternoon. Before that, we heard John. Yep.
Well, we should also say that the last time you spoke with Damien via social media, and asked him what he was up to, he said he's working on the next Gap Dream album with Gabe. So hopefully 2020 we'll get a new Gap Dream
record. That'd be great. Yeah, because Gabe worked with another LA musician whose name escapes me now, but they had that project called LA Law that was a little bit more and kind of like Anemone a little bit. That's what it reminded me of.
And when we saw Gap Dream up at the old Il Motore, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was for some sort of Burger Boogaloo or something.
Yeah, but I think that might even have been the previous decade.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's played here since that show.
And who else played? It was Gap Dream.
It was Cosmonauts, Gap Dream. It was a full Burger roster.
Yeah.
Maybe the Growlers, too.
Growlers, yeah.
But they weren't on Burger Records, but they were part of the touring Burger caravan of rock and roll. But it was a fantastic show, and we didn't get to talk to him that night, but you met him, like you said, down in California. And hopefully that a new album? Because Shine Your Light was an album we played endlessly when that came out. It's a fantastic record. If you don't know it, go to whatever streaming site you use and type it in, Gap Dream.
And for the untitled like next album, we spoke to him on the phone. I don't remember, don't know if you remember, but he was on the highway walking from the burger store to buy some booze and some smokes or something.
Yeah.
But it was a good, we should look back and see if we can find that in the archive. Even before that, we heard John Mouse with Cop Killer from the album We Must Become the Pitiless Censors of Ourselves, which was a big album, I would say, for me in the last 10 years. We also heard from Show Sauvage, not the track I intended to play. I was going to play a track from their first EP from that very first time they came to visit us in the studio. And I see Show Sauvage as an interesting band to sort of focus in on as far as the Go-Go Radio Magic Show's time, because they've gone from teenage high school kids coming into the show here to signing deals and playing festivals and making great music still. So
yeah, seeing their giant posters in the metro stations was a real plus.
I agree. And in before Show Sauvage, and what did we hear? We heard Nuage from their
Nuage from the self-titled EP.
No, that was from
the self-titled
album,
right?
Which was called,
well, here it just says it's called Show Sauvage, but okay. I don't think that's correct, but.
Well, the latest album, folks, they're like
they're full length. They came out in 2018.
And in before that, we heard a remix. We heard Duchess Says with I Repeat Myself. And we were chatting on air, like, what's going on with Duchess Says? So hopefully new music from that band coming in 2020. And then Yeah Yeahs with a remix from 8-Track. And that was Heads Will Roll. And apparently the first track I bought in 2010.
All right, well, let's keep this show moving along here, because I know we have a lot of stuff we want to get to. And I figured when I was putting this together this afternoon, I couldn't look at the 2010s without including a track from Arcade Fire's The Suburbs, given that it came out 2010 to kick off that decade. It came out that summer, and then it just dominated the world. It won everything. So here we go. This is the title track from Arcade Fire's landmark album, The Suburbs. You're tuned into the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM while we look back at the last decade. And hopefully you'll stick around.
Thank you. You ain't the one. I say, I ain't the one. I ain't the one that you're looking for now.
Yeah. for the best new music from around the globe, with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more. Join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
Founded in 2002, the Concordia Community Solidarity Co-op Bookstore is pleased to offer a not-for-profit alternative to corporate bookstores in Montreal. We are conveniently located right on Concordia's downtown campus at 2150 Bishop Street, opposite the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. Offering both new and used books in addition to a wide variety of artisan items, we also boast the largest selection of sex and gender studies titles anywhere in Montreal. Come check us out to learn more.
All right, we're back. And that last number we heard there was the great Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears with Ballad of Jimmy Tanks. And that came off of, what year was this one? 2011. Scandalous was the album that I played endlessly. And now, unfortunately...
I think you even gave it away quite a bit.
Yeah, I did. And But you can't get it on vinyl anymore. It's out of print. So when you look online, it's like a $200 vinyl now. So
hold on tight, Mr. Lyons.
Yeah, whoever I gave the vinyl record to, y'all got something special now. And we were lucky enough to see Black Joe Lewis numerous times over the decade. And what a fantastic live band. I love their records as well, but if you get a chance to see them live, you definitely got to drag yourself out of the house and go check them out. And they play Montreal quite often. Black Joe has a connection with Montreal, having lived here probably about a decade ago for a very brief time. He was living in Montreal. So they come through town often, considering they're from Austin, Texas. And before that, we had Richard Swift with the title track of his album Atlantic Ocean. And sadly, Richard Swift passed away in 2018, complications with years of alcohol abuse. But I don't think he's received his correct due just yet. In the music industry or the musical circles, he clearly was acknowledged and known. He was a touring member of the Shins, of the Black Keys. He was a member of Dan Auerbach's side project, The Arcs. Produced a number of albums over the decade, and then as a solo artist, just had an incredible catalog as well. But I think the future will shine brightly on Richard Swift. People will discover him for years to come. Such a talent and such a loss. I don't know what else to say. But go check out Richard Swift if you're not familiar. And then what else did we have in there, Ian? We had Spoon with a track from Hot Thoughts. And the track we heard was I Ain't the One. And that's another band that lucky enough to see quite a few times in the decade. The last time being with you and the lovely Jenny Jam at Metropolis for this tour, I believe, right? It was the Hot Thoughts tour?
Is Hot Thoughts the last album that came out?
I think so.
If it wasn't that one, that was like... Give Me Your Soul or
no, it was Hot Thoughts back in like 2017.
Right, the other one was when they opened for Arcade Fire outside.
Right, that was at Jean Drapeau.
That's right.
And then I also caught them at Theater Corona with Neil Carter way back in like 2015, I think that was. Anyways, Spoon, another of those bands, they just churn it out, never disappoint. And so I look forward to see what's coming down the pipe from those guys. We also threw in Jonathan Wilson's Trafalgar Square. And that's a track from his 2018 album, Rare Birds. And he's a guy that old Uncle Ian here introduced me to. And this guy doesn't know how to write a bad song,
yeah.
Jonathan Wilson. So,
and if you're looking for sort of that Laurel Canyon sound, but something of like a contemporary album, I think he would be a go-to. He famously would continue those Laurel Canyon parties with the jams and still, you know, David Crosby's in his living room. And so he would gather Jackson Browne. He would gather in like whoever was remaining in that area with the new musicians and or younger musicians and still carry on the spirit, I suppose, of that time. And he does a lot of production work too, does he not?
He does. I'm trying to think of some albums that he's produced. I'm just having a look here because I can't remember. But he's been associated with, kind of like Richard Swift, he's just been associated with a number of different artists in various roles. But yeah, he's Father John Misty is one of the albums he produced. And yeah, just many, many things. But he's just a prolific artist living out there in sunny California. And yeah, we should make a trip out to sunny California.
Oh, well, now that you mention it, let's do it.
All right. And then that whole set kicked off with the title track from the Arcade Fire's epic album, The Suburbs, that was released in the summer of 2010 and went on to win Grammy Album of the Year, as well as the Juno and the Brit Award and on and on and on. And what can you say about the Arcade Fire? They conquered the world with that one. But all right, well, we just have to take a quick break here and play some ads, but we'll come back in the second hour and we'll get back with you. You all right?
Yeah. You're that tuned in good? To the Go Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM.
Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
You want some hip-hop, you want some R&B? Tune into the Limelight 6 to 8 every Saturdays right here on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. That's what's up.